if I hit my shin on like a piece of furniture in the house, I almost cry. I cannot imagine breaking my shin bone. Oh my God. What's going on? Welcome back, Stadium Drive Podcast. I sound weird. I don't know. I've got new headphones on.
I can see that.
And they're Paw Patrol. So I couldn't find my headphones, so I can't hardly hear myself talk. But yeah, Stadium Drive Podcast. We got Brad, Joe, and Hudgens. We're back for a quick little rundown of what we've been up to. We're still about a month out from really recording full time again. I would say month and a quarter.
That's the plan.
Something like that. Shout out our sponsors real quick. Maverick Helmets. Chris over at Maverick Helmets does an amazing job at custom football helmets. Anything you want. It's a one-stop shop for everything helmets. He made us a Stadium Drive Podcast helmet. It's been the back right there. I need to post some more pictures of that beast. Is sweet. Custom visors, he does it all, so check him out. He's got a Twitter at Maverick Helmets and an Instagram, by the way. He posts all his pictures of all kinds of stuff. And shout out Georgia Beer Company for just being awesome. Chris, Jay Rice, and the crew, they are 109 South Briggs Street in Valdosta, Georgia. Delicious beer. I haven't been by there in a minute. I need to go by there.
Yeah, the blueberry on Jeff now.
I was just about to say, I couldn't remember if it was blueberry or raspberry, but I knew it was something new that they had just came out with. But yeah, it's delicious. Shout out those guys for being awesome sponsors. So we're back. What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Good, man. Great. Living doing dream. Awesome.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Been a fun little weekend.
You went to the beach.
I went to Siesta Key. Had never been before. Had to check it out.
It's always good when Hudgens goes to the beach because he sends 9 million Snapchats throughout the day.
I look forward to it.
I look at
it's like you're there with him.
Yeah. I look, which it's like the damage has been done, but like I looked at my Snapchat story today, or today, and I was like, I send the stupidest it's stupid what I send. I feel like such an idiot.
Absolutely.
But it's just my persona.
Even the fit check that you sent?
The fit check of Dolphin Joe?
No, fit check. You wear your Taylor South hat, your little beer Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, the green Hawaiian shirt with the beers on it? Yeah. I'm surprised that shirt still fit. I like that shirt. That's a cool shirt.
I did like Dolphin Joe. But
it looked like Kyle was struggling.
Yeah. It was. We had never been to Siesta Key, and I know a bunch of people on Twitter told us not to go, but we wanted to check it out, and it was actually fun. It's like a low key.
Why'd they say not go?
Because it was kind of low key. It's not like. There's no go-karts or laser tag or mini golf or anything like that. It's like, it's kind of like St. Simon's in a way.
Yeah. Well, St. Simon's is awesome.
St. Simon's is awesome. It's St. Simon's in a way with clear blue water.
That sounds great.
It is great. It does sound great. They have a little village with a bunch of restaurants and some shops.
They got a Benny's Red Barn?
No, they didn't have a Benny's. They had a steakhouse that we tried to get into and we called Friday morning to get a reservation for Saturday. And the earliest reservation we could get was 10 o'clock Saturday night. They say it just books out every single, we were like, no, but
y'all went out every single night, huh?
Yeah. Thursday night we went out. We went to the beach and went out a little bit, but we kind of didn't go real hard because we went on a charter fishing trip Friday morning and me and old Rick were not going to feel like shit on the boat. Kyle, aka Dolphin Joe, he didn't care. He said that he during the night, he said he needed new friends who would stay up and drink. He ended up having beer shits on the boat. None of us did. So so that was fun. And then, yeah, we just went out every other night. We rented jet skis yesterday, which was pretty fun. So out in the ocean, it was pretty rough. And there was like this shipwreck, maybe 150 or 200 yards off of like the coast. And my wife seen it. She was like, look at that shipwreck. And I'm like, let's go. So we all started going to it. Well, the other two guys turned around because they were like, it's too rough. I'm like, oh, fuck this. I'm going to look at this shipwreck. So I went out to the shipwreck. We ended up flipping the jet ski out in the ocean.
Damn.
My wife was mad. But we got back on. We were allied. We got back on. But the thing about it, like, the Gulf is so shallow. We were out there, and you would think that we would be in 30 foot of water. But when we flipped it, I was standing up. We were in, like, 4 feet of water. And it was crystal clear, kind of. And so, yeah, that was kind of an adventure. We parked at, like, this sandbar and kind of hung out. That was kind of cool. But, yeah, it's not – you can't go as hard as I used to, you know, on these bachelor parties we've had the past couple of years. We've went pretty damn hard, all of us, you know, but it's getting tough. It's getting hard.
Not for our boy Kyle, though.
Every time Kyle goes, we go out of town, we get real drunk like that, a persona comes up, and somehow Dolphin Joe was his name. He was just telling everybody in the village.
Was he the Fama Blanca when you guys were in Mexico?
Nah, he was El Pollo Loco in Mexico. The thing that was funny about Mexico is that we just kept yelling El Pollo Loco. So by day three, we stayed a week. We were getting like, it was so weird. We were getting, I guess the people down there thought he was like a celebrity or something, because we were like skipping lines for restaurants and like getting a bunch of drinks given to us. And I don't know if it was just a coincidence, but that's always a hilarious story. But yeah, we just told everybody he was Dolphin Joe for some reason. I don't know where it came from. It just hit, and we ran with it.
Nice.
I love it. But,
well, what's going on in the sports world?
Still the,
we didn't talk draft. We can talk draft. I mean, no, we haven't really.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only thing that's happened. And I mean, I know my team, the Bears, are back. So
I could be more pumped. What a trade. What a trade. Nice doing business with you, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't hate it, because if the Bears.
Oh, no, 100% agree.
They were going to have to draft a quarterback next year with that pick. Yeah. And the quarterback class next year is god awful. Other than Sam Howell,
so bad.
Yeah,
it's so bad. And so, but I thought it was a great trade for both teams. Like, go get your guy for the Bears.
And I think so too.
And then for the Giants, it's like, okay, hey, we'll need some more pieces next year. So, I like it. But people are saying that they're stocking up in case Daniel Jones isn't good this year, and I'm like, please don't play some trash quarterbacks.
Didn't it come out that Daniel Jones was like really hurt last year?
Yeah, he had a big hamstring injury. And they said, like, Joe Judge came out and said that any other player wouldn't have played through it. But
tough guy.
I don't know. I don't know how true that is, but I'm excited for this season. I think
the Giants should be pretty. The Giants, they went from having Saquon and nobody else to they actually have weapons.
Yeah, and then I think they didn't address the offensive line in the entire draft. They didn't even do it. That just tells me that Joe Judge is like, he thinks that this is going to be a good group, because most of them are real young. Like, it was first year and second year starters, and then last year was like all the second year starters had no training camp. Obviously, all the rookies had no training camp. So I think that he's like, we're solid. Let's just see what we got. Draft best available, and they didn't reach at all, which I was happy with. I mean, people think they reached for Tony, but I think he's going to be like a
one of the steals of the first round.
How mad were you when the Eagles traded up?
Dude, that video that's going around with like the guy who punched the wall twice.
That's
and
you.
His wife starts. Dude, I really feel for the guy. Like, I'm not. It's not just a pick at that point. That's like it was personal. Because I knew that was going to happen. I've been saying all offseason that the Eagles were going to find a way to screw us. But I didn't really feel like we needed Devontae Smith. I think he's going to be really good, but like I'd much rather have good wide receiver and an extra pick next year than just get Devontae Smith. Because he's still improving with how small he is.
Were there so, any
what they're going to be asking him to do? I think he's going to be really good, but I wasn't like set on him. And I was really hoping that like the offensive lineman would fall from when Cincinnati went wide receiver again and just wants Joe Burrow to die.
Were there were there any surprises of the first round? I mean, that's
I'd say Trey Lance was surprising. I would have gone Fields there.
Yeah.
I would have gone Fields there.
Like, I think Fields is the second best. I have more confidence in Fields than Zach Wilson and Trey Lance. Trey Lance could be the because nobody really knows. Like he could be
he's had like really, 350 really good. Well, you've seen that
they just posted a video of him. They showed a video of him like doing it, and his release is so slow. Like it was like him just training or whatever. But like he like brings the ball like all the way down, and then he winds back up and throws it.
Yeah,
people were clowning on him, and Quincy Avery, our buddy, is upset all over Twitter about it. But
it was cool that Quincy was there, like at the draft thing with him. That was kind of cool. So I was like, damn, this time last year Quincy was talking to us, and now he's So that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
You kind of touched on it. The Bengals going Jamar Chase, just
absolutely terrible pick.
Most Bengals thing ever.
Just run for your life, Burrows. Like, oh my god,
dude, for real. Like, come on. Like he had some type of weapons last year, and he just died. It's like you have this purefire offensive lineman available.
I was surprised
that Waddle went before Devontae Smith.
Me.
I was too.
I agree with that.
But if you think about it, I think that Waddle would have been the Heisman if it hadn't been hurt.
I think so too. Because when Waddle went down, everybody was like, oh shit, what are they gonna do? What are they gonna like nobody was talking about Smith. And he just came
have you
out
seen all the videos going around the pictures of Smith like just looking like he hates his life that he went to the Eagles?
Oh god.
It's like him holding up the jersey and he's like not
who drafted smiling. Waddle?
Waddle went the to Dolphins. The
he's
Miami.
back with two
Dolphins.
Of them.
I'd rather be the Eagles than the Dolphins.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I think Dolphins are going to be solid.
I think Dolphins are going to be solid.
With Tua?
I'd take Tua over Jalen Hurts.
I wouldn't want either, to be honest with you.
I don't want either, but if I'm picking, I'm not picking.
The Falcons going Kyle Pitts, I mean, we knew that was coming, kind of, but –
I would have gone Fields. Fields would have been a good pick. I mean, the guy's from Georgia.
They need to get as much as possible for Julio Jones and just
– Yeah. I just
– Just I rebuild.
Mean, Atlanta will score 45 points, but they'll give up 48 points a game. Like, defense is trash.
I wouldn't have gone Kyle Pitts. I mean, Kyle Pitts is solid, but
– I don't know. Kyle Pitts is ridiculous.
He is, but there was something about this draft to me that, like – Nobody really, I guess, as far as like quarterbacks are concerned, like nobody besides Lawrence, nobody really stood out. I don't know.
I don't get the love affair that the Jets have for Wilson.
I don't know.
I don't either.
I really don't get it. I think he's going to be, he's not ready for that spotlight either.
But other than that, the Jets had a really good draft.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. The Dolphins had a good draft too.
The Jets had another pick, and they traded up for like 14 or something. God. They get. Was it wide receiver or?
We're at now. What pick?
The Jets got their second pick.
Their second pick. They got a guard. They got the guy from USC.
Oh, Barrett Tucker.
Yeah. Maybe a little surprising that the Jaguars went running back. For their second
pick. I didn't get that.
Again. Like, I feel like I told Joe or something on the way to golf the other day. It was like a Madden draft to them. They were just going to pick the.
Yeah. Well, they said that they had their hearts set on Tony. They didn't think Tony was going to be taken. Because Urban Meyer was like in love with Tony. And then I don't know what they did with that pick, but they wanted Tony there.
figured they could have tried to maybe get maybe some defense, but I mean, I know they did get, they got Tyson Campbell second round, which is a good pick. I don't know. Travis Etienne, it just kind of surprised me because Robinson was pretty solid.
Really good.
Yeah.
Robinson was really good. Yeah. Yeah. He was better than solid. I don't know. I think that they had a lot more holes to fill than.
Well, then they have freaking, they just like, we're going to draft all Clemson because Clemson wins. So we're just going
to. Yeah. I like Rashad Bateman to the Ravens.
Ravens. Me too.
That's the guy for Lamar?
Might be.
I like that they're trying. They realize that they need weapons.
Yeah.
I like Bateman. Bateman is, and maybe it's just because he's from South Georgia, but I like Bateman. I think that he can be really good.
Yeah. That's what they were saying. The Giants reached for Tony. They didn't take Bateman or
No, I think Tony can be a home run threat. Like, just get the ball in his hands.
I think they really wanted to supplement an X factor with, like, Galladay and Saquon. They didn't need, like, we didn't need two big dudes. It'd be nice.
Like, you didn't need a possession, like, a possession guy.
So Tony's kind of like a Deshaun, what's his name?
Jackson.
Deshaun Jackson, yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe a –
Tyreek Hill, hopefully like a Tyreek.
I think he can be like a poor man's Tyreek. Like Tyreek.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with
maybe
that.
Like a Robbie Anderson.
Not Robbie.
I think he can be better than Robbie Anderson.
Maybe a rich man's Robbie Anderson.
Yeah, I would say I like Deshaun Jackson. Like Deshaun Jackson in his prime. I'd take that.
I like Elijah Moore second round. I like Elijah Moore to Ole Miss. I was kind of surprised to see Elijah drop to the second round.
He was the one. He's the other one. So Elijah Moore and Rashad Bateman were the two that they were like, the Giants should have taken him before something.
Yeah. Landon Dickerson going in the second round.
Son of a bitch.
The thing that's funny, somebody, a Miami fan, posted on Twitter something about, there's some graphic talking about we've had such and such amount of offensive tackles drafted since 2000. It was like, we're like the second or third most offensive line. I'm like, who gives a shit? Our offensive line has sucked for 25 years. I don't care where they get drafted.
Yeah.
They've sucked while they're at Miami.
Were you surprised at Brevin dropping so far?
No, I wasn't surprised at all. I think he's just, dude, he's so injury prone. I mean, he's missed like 13 games in 3 years. And he's
like, everybody on Twitter was freaking out, like,
well, that's just homers. I mean, I think he's good. He's just undersized.
I was surprised Trey McKitty went that early. I mean, he was non-existent at Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's not like a big guy. I was surprised. That goes to show you that Georgia wastes a ton of talent.
Yeah. Georgia had like their entire secondary drafted though.
Dude, I know.
Georgia. What about Kyle Trask to the Bucks?
Love that. Passing of the Thrones. If I'm Kyle, Trask, I am absolutely like, that's the best place I could end it up.
Yeah. Like who would you rather learn from?
You've got 2 or 3 years behind Brady to learn everything. Like, like if you look at most quarter, like, they had at one point like 5 quarterbacks that were behind Brady starting in the NFL. I think the Brissett, Garoppolo. They had like 2 more, I think.
Or Castle.
Kyle Trask. Yep. At Castle, and then there's like 2 more. Can't remember exactly, but it wasn't like they were like going to be an everyday starter like forever. But it's still the fact that they were is.
Yeah,
I'd be like super pumped, especially being Trask, and he's like a pocket passer, so I think that's just gonna be good for him.
Yeah, I like that pick. Kellen Mond going in the third round to the Vikings. Davis Mills. I'll be honest with you, I've never heard of Davis Mills in my life. I had no idea
about Jamie
was.
Newman.
Undrafted, right? Yeah, that's
undrafted.
What a horrible decision.
Terrible decision. It was like I was telling some guys at work, maybe if we rerun the season back and he may, what, okay, maybe he gets beat out by Stetson. Who knows? but he could have had an opportunity to go in and show something, you know, instead of running with DeJuan, that could have been Jamie Newman. Like, he made a horrible business decision. Lost out on a lot of money.
Did he end up signing somewhere?
Yeah.
I would think. I don't know where.
I think he went to the Eagles. Was it the Eagles?
Yeah, that sounds right.
I think that, yeah, that's right.
So who wins y'all's division?
Yeah, he's Eagles.
After the draft Eagles. Is over. Who wins the East?
I mean,
by the way, you're a Washington football fan. Let me go ahead and say this before we say it real quick. I am all on the Giants and Redskins bandwagon or football team bandwagon. Hate everybody else. Like, I don't hate the Skins. I don't hate the football team. Like, I want the Giants or the football team to win it, and I think it's going to be one of those two.
Y'all remember our bet from last episode, right?
Giants are going to win it.
But you've got Washington. I've got Dallas. Brad obviously has got New York.
Yeah. I mean, I think Washington's, if Fitzpatrick can be good, if Fitzpatrick can be good, like, wear the chain Fitzpatrick from, like, Tampa, if he can throw together,
if he can just be average Fitzpatrick,
yeah,
then
were you mad that Washington didn't get a young franchise quarterback?
Kinda, but I didn't really like anybody except, like, Lawrence and Fields, and Trey Lance is a wild card. I did not want Mac Jones. I was going to be pissed if we got Mac Jones for some reason. I just don't like
that man. Was sprinting to the podium when he got picked up by the Pats.
Yeah. I didn't want Mac Jones either, but the Patriots drafting him scares me. I'm like, I mean, is he going to turn out to be the best quarterback in the draft?
He very well could be. I mean, Saban and Belichick are like best friends. You know, they've talked for months about Mac. Yeah,
you
know,
the only reason Mac
doesn't get another DUI.
Yeah, the only reason I'm not, like, really – I'm not worried right now is because the Patriots also went into last season thinking Cam Newton was the guy.
That's
true. Yeah, and they've got no – what do you call it? They got no weapons really right now.
No, they don't.
So, now, I think Belichick's a genius because he's like, now Mac Jones just has to be better than Cam Newton. He doesn't have to be better than Humphrey. So it wasn't like they drafted a franchise quarterback or who they thought was going to be that to replace Brady. It's like, all right, just be better than Cam, please.
Yeah, but it's so hard, though, because Mac Jones, regardless, is going to be compared to Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Like, and there's no reason
why. They drafted him and they said he's the next Tom Brady. I'm like, come
exactly.
on, guys. That's not
it's true. Like, there's no reason why they should be compared, but they're going to be compared.
Yeah.
So sucks for him. It's going to be tough. He's got to be really, really good.
Yeah.
I'm on the fuck the Eagles, like, train the entire year. And then the Cowboys, I was like, all right, I hate the Cowboys, but, like, for them to make that trade, it's like, you want me to hate you more. You want me to hate you more than the Eagles. Like, come on, guys. How are you going to trade with your rival? Like, there's a – people say sometimes that the Cowboys and Eagles is a bigger rivalry than anybody else in the NFC. So, I'm like, you guys trade with each other.
That was weird.
That's how I know that the Giants are rent-free in both Philly and Dallas right now, because – they didn't want them to get Devontae Smith. And then David Gettelgod was just like, all right, I'll trade back and get another pick for next year. So,
yeah.
We'll see. I think Giants or football team, and it's really dependent, I think, on Fitzpatrick's play. Because their defense is solid.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
What?
Yeah, I'm not worried about Washington's defense at all. I think our defense is
– Dallas isn't going to win it. Dak's got his money. Zeke's got his money. There's
The Dolphins are gonna push the Bills next year. I mean, they're gonna push.
No way.
They're gonna push them.
You don't think?
I mean, the Dolphins were 10-6 last year.
No way.
Their defense, dude. Their defense is solid.
Good defensive players. Yeah. That's gonna be interesting.
And Gesicki, dude. Gesicki's gonna be top three tight end this year. Take him in the first round.
I think the Dolphins picked a tight end. They did. They picked Hunter Long out of Boston College. What do y'all think about Trey Sermons, the running back from Ohio State, going to San Francisco? I think he might be a little diamond in the rough.
Yeah, but we talking.
Was that the third? You said the third round?
Oh, has anybody picked up? Who picked up Kerryon Johnson? The Eagles, right?
Yeah. Eagles.
The Eagles have 18 running backs.
Sorry, bastards.
They still have JJ?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't know. 49ers are another team that has like 8 running backs.
Yeah.
So I think the Steelers getting Najee Harris is, I mean, he's going to be.
That's great pick.
Yeah.
Do you think Jimmy G starts all year for the 49ers?
I think that Trey Lance is probably a big time projection. Like he's a project. He's going to, I would think, be the year at least.
Yeah. I hope Justin Fields doesn't start a game for Chicago this year. If Bears, I was you, Joe, I'd probably hope the same thing, honestly.
Bears have their franchise quarterback.
Just give an opportunity to, like, don't throw them to the fire too fast.
But the Bears are set up to win now, like, everywhere other than at quarterback.
Yeah. Maybe he comes in week 7 or week 8.
I don't see how you wait that long with Andy Dalton.
I think he'll play.
Yeah. The way that the league is now, he'll be in early. But they want to use what they want to do what they did with Mahomes.
For Fields. The Giants and Bears play week 1?
They haven't released it yet. I want Eagles Giants at MetLife week 1 full stadium.
Hell yeah.
That's going to be awesome. I can't wait for full stadium.
Washington just announced they were doing full stadium. I mean, the Braves are full stadium. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of Florida State's going full, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Normal, boys.
Yo, yeah. Oh, dude, it's back to normal in Florida anyway. These some bitches, that doesn't exist. Old people, young people, anybody. Don't care. It is gone.
It's pretty much back to normal here, too. I mean,
it really
you guys
is.
Vaccinated?
Nah.
No. I mean, I don't get vaccinated I don't get the flu shot. So
I've never had a flu shot.
Exactly.
I got the juice.
You got vaccinated?
Yeah. So with the military, there's so many restrictions that if you don't have it, like it's just you get locked in. So.
Yeah, I
respect your decision.
I get that. Was it a surprise that Terry or Wilson didn't get drafted?
No.
No?
Well, I personally think that, and I saw a lot of this on Twitter, once you get to like the 6th round, guys are like, hey, don't draft me.
Yeah.
I want to sign with whoever I want to sign with.
Yeah.
And I think both of those guys signed with perfect. Like Terry signed with the Seahawks. They like to throw the ball downfield. That's the only thing Terry can do is be a deep threat. Marvin Wilson signed with the Browns. Good situation for him. I mean, I think they probably really would have got drafted late in the 6th, 7th round if they wanted to, but I don't know. I wasn't surprised because they were both horrible last year. So
did you see the Tennessee offensive lineman? Trent or Trey or something. He was projecting on the 2nd round, but he didn't go to the last round because they found blood clots in his lungs.
Yeah, I saw that.
They found what?
Blood clots in his lungs.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Damn. That's wild.
Yeah, I was wanting the Giants to get that dude.
Yeah. Golly. Speaking of Tennessee linebackers, what about the guy who just transferred to Alabama, the Totolo guy.
Yeah, you see him post the picture of the car?
Yeah.
I think it was fake, but it was still funny. I don't know how Alabama has room for guys. Like they signed a full class. They got the kid from Ohio State, the receiver.
Yeah.
Like they're going to have 150 guys on scholarship next year. Like, it's ridiculous. Dude.
Well,
I think you have what's that dude's, the guy's name? Running back for Kenyon Drake. He played like 5 snaps or whatever for Alabama, and he's like, drafted starting running back for.
It is crazy how like Trey Lance, like 350 something pass attempts, career pass attempts. There were so many people drafted this year, which I know it's probably been like this in the past too. I just haven't paid attention, that have only played 1 year. Like, I know Mitch Trubisky was a 1 year guy, but then you, I mean, like Jalen Phillips from Miami, technically 1 year. I mean, Gregory Rousseau, like 1 year.
Were you surprised Phillips went before?
No, I wasn't. Rousseau? Phillips is an, I think Phillips is better. Phillips is an animal. And it hurt. I mean, it's whatever, but it hurt Rousseau for sitting out.
Yeah.
It's kind of one of those things where it's like, damn if you do, damn if you don't. You can't. You got to be politically correct. You cannot, like.
Rousseau still went in the first round, didn't he?
Yeah, but you can't look down on a guy for sitting out, but then because of the whole pandemic thing. But then again, on the other side, it's like, damn, you sit out. So it's kind of one of them, times.
I mean, he still went first round.
Yeah,
his stats probably wouldn't have been as good as they were last year, just because Miami had two other guys there.
Yeah.
So,
did Roche end up getting drafted? What's his name?
Quincy? Pretty sure Quincy Roche. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, like sixth round. Yeah, to the Steelers. Because there was people just bitching on Twitter about him not getting drafted, which I'm glad he got drafted, but he wasn't an all-star this year by no means. Yeah. So, yeah, it was fun. I always love the draft, dude. Always. The mock drafts kind of ruin it for me personally, because you legit kind of know, unless there's trades, you kind of know who's going like top 10. There's no really big surprise.
Yeah.
But it was still fun. How about –
I was surprised by Waddle, though. I was really surprised by that.
Yeah. He's going to be nasty. He's going to be good. How about Rory McIlroy's back?
Yeah, I guess because we're starting to play a lot of golf – that I'm watching more golf now.
Me too.
But because I usually never watch, I only watch like the majors, but I've been watching just about every weekend, not all day, but a couple holes here and there. And I saw that Rory was in contention, and I watched today. I think him being back is huge. Like,
big names need to be back in golf.
Because if he wasn't in contention today, there was no other really, there was no big name on the leaderboard. So,
this man went 51 for 51 for putts inside 6 feet.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
His dream. Driving
was horrible.
That is a dream. Inside
6 feet.
His driving was horrible this week. I don't know if he's going to be back, but it was good for him to be back this week.
Yeah.
You didn't watch the tournament this week?
Who are you talking to?
Brad.
Oh.
No, I didn't.
He barely hit any fairways. Like, he had no control of his drive. He just putted ridiculous.
I was at the year that he won the Players' Championship, like 2-3 years back.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's always been like very touchy. Like, he's been there and then he's been not there for a long time and then he just comes back. Kind of like Spieth.
What about the thing about – did y'all hear about the thing about Bryson DeChambeau this weekend?
Yeah.
He flew home.
Flew home.
And then while on the flight home, his agent was like, hey, you made the cut. So he went home, got like 2 hours of sleep, and then jumped back on a plane and came back and shot like a 69 or 67 or something.
I think he finished top 10.
He finished ninth, under. Shout out my boy Phil Mickelson. He's not my favorite, but he's kind of one of my favorites because he's a lefty. He finished 69th today, like 12 over.
He was in first place after.
I get weird about
that. He was 7 under after.
Yeah.
Jambo reminds me of like one of the Paul brothers. Every time I see him, every time I hear him talk, I just feel like he's like the extension of Jake or Logan.
I I've always like hated DeChambeau, but then I watched like this vlog on YouTube where this guy, this like golf vlogger, went to DeChambeau's house and like worked out and then like hit in his like indoor driving range and stuff. And I don't know, I kind of like DeChambeau now. He was like real cool in the video. Mm. He was like joking, laughing and all. I just
Who's y'all's number one golfer? Other than, you can't say Tiger, Brad. Say somebody else other, because Tiger's done. Say somebody else.
What do you mean, like our favorite golfer?
Yeah.
Oh, it's DJ. I love DJ.
What about you, Brad?
I mean, there's several that I like, but honestly, right now, I'd say I didn't like him for a long time, but I like Justin Thomas.
I like Justin Thomas too. I like that. I respect that choice.
I'll tell you somebody.
For a long time, I felt like he was cocky. I didn't like him, but I like his energy.
Tell you somebody I hate.
Patrick Reed. Can't stand
fat it. Pig face bastard Patrick Reed. I cannot stand Patrick Reed. Golly.
My dad loves Patrick Reed, especially since he's Captain America in the Ryder Cup. He's like, he's got the heart of a champion. I'm like, I hate Patrick Reed so much.
It's crazy. Patrick Reed is who like hates Georgia, right? Or like Georgia hates him. Like he got kicked out or something.
That's when he was wearing a choker necklace.
Big choker guy. Means he likes to touch pee-pee. But
I think there's another major coming, not next week, but the week after. I think the PGA Championship's in 2 weeks.
Yep. PGA Championship is in South Carolina. Colin Morikawa is the defending champ.
Morikawa. I actually really like him too.
Yeah. I like Tommy Fleetwood too. He just doesn't ever really do a whole lot. I like Phil. There's a bunch of guys that like I kind of like, but
I'm just ready for Tiger's son to just take over the reins.
You think Tiger will ever be? You think he'll come back?
I hope
he's gonna come back, but he will never be like. It'll be like him playing in the Masters. I think, you know, like Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, those type of dudes.
Yeah.
Like he'll be invited. He'll like show up to hit off first tee, and that's what I think.
I used to like Ricky Fowler.
He's the guy who's fell off.
I think we're better.
Face of the earth. Now.
I think we're better than that guy.
Yeah. No, he didn't even qualify for the Masters.
I'm not a big fan of the whole popsicle look on Sundays either.
Yeah.
That guy fell apart completely. I don't know what happened to that guy.
Him and Smiley Kaufman. Y'all remember Smiley Kaufman?
Oh, yeah. He fell off too. He went to LSU.
Yeah.
He's just like, I haven't heard of him in 3 years, maybe.
Yeah. I wish.
Aren't you a big Hideki Matsuyama guy, Joe?
No, dude. I hate Hideki Matsuyama. I hate that guy. He wears his hat like you, though.
What?
He wears his hat like you.
This is the look, man. This is like a throwback.
I'm a big American guy. Like, there's not too many non-American golfers I like. There's a couple English guys that I don't mind, but other than that, like, I need an American to win.
I wish Harry Higgs would get kind of more big time, start doing better, because I just feel like he likes to have a good time.
Did y'all see the video that I sent y'all of that golf course in Utah?
No.
Y'all need to watch. Dude, that place looked amazing. It's called Sand Hollow, I think.
Yep.
God almighty. That's like, other than
Augusta, desert golf is no joke too, because I mean, not just desert golf, but like out west, because the air is so dry. Like you hit your clubs like 10, 15 yards.
I want to play it like a link course. Just where you can hit it far right and far left as possible. It's just really hilly and windy and all that other stuff goes in it. But if I didn't have to deal with trees and water, I think I'd be pretty good at this golf thing.
The like, bunkers, though, dude, those bunkers are no joke.
I can get out of bunkers. I'm not worried about bunkers.
The flop shot of 64 out of the to get out.
I love it. I'm a huge flop shot guy.
I was on my way home. I was supposed to go through Scotland. I was going to play at the, like, where they played the Open. I was like, I don't care how much it is going to be. I'm going to, like, pay for a caddy, and I'm just going to, like, play this.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. All right. So Brad brought up the Paul brothers earlier. Which one's about to fight Floyd?
Logan. Yeah. Jake Paul wants to fight Daniel Cormier.
Of course he does. Yeah. I will watch this Floyd Mayweather fight.
It's not worth it. Don't pay for it. And how this is gonna end.
Shout out to Floyd. I guarantee you talked
to him and said, all right, I'll take this fight. Floyd probably talked to Logan and said, I'll take this fight, but I'm not losing this thing.
The internet right here says it's gonna be at 9 a.m. on Sunday, June. I knew it was gonna be June 6th, but it says 9 a.m. Does that sound right to y'all? That doesn't really sound.
Is it in a different country?
It's in Miami.
It's
got to
be at 9 p.m. They probably messed up.
I hate the Paul brothers.
Like,
I do not like them. They are business geniuses, but I do not like them.
It is the like arguably one of the greatest boxers of all time, whether or not, you know, whatever. But going up against a guy who has one career fight and he's 0-1. It's going to be an absolute shit show. They're going to go out there. Like I told these boys this weekend, I'm like, they're going to go out there. They're going to dance for like 3 or 4 rounds. Floyd's going to hit him. He's going to probably fall.
I don't know. I don't know if Floyd can knock him out. Logan Paul's huge.
Yeah. Well, I don't
know. Floyd Mayweather looks weird with hair. Let's just put that out there.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be a legit knockout. I think it's going to be one of them like falls. Like Ben Askren was a fall.
Ben Askren, that dude just finessed the whole world. That guy wanted all that money.
Chad Johnson's supposed to be fighting on this card. Chad Ochocinco is fighting somebody on this card.
Did you hear that he put that? This is a different fight, and we're just talking about a lot of shit. But he put like a bunch of money on Jorge Masvidal for the
yeah.
And he's like, "I'll only put this if you're a lock. Tell me you're a lock." And he was like, "I'm a lock." And dude gets knocked out.
I was listening to Joe Rogan podcast about that. Like Usman is. Because he was talking about how Jorge had this iron jaw forever, and it's gone now. Like, he's done.
Well, I mean, if you look at it, Usman, Naganu, and who's the other dude? He just went down a weight class to fight. What is his name? He was undefeated. I can't remember. But that's like UFC now. I mean,
yeah,
those dudes are beasts. They're all like from Africa too, they're African descent.
Yeah, I wish I was still like big UFC fan. I just kind of fell out. I kind of fell off. But
did you see Chris Weidman break his leg?
Yes, that was disgusting. And
it's the only time that's ever happened is like in Weidman fights, and that was when Silva broke his leg, and then he did the exact same.
Yeah. I seen both of those live too. That was my god, it was nasty. And then when he landed on it, oh my god! Yeah,
I mean, I can't imagine breaking your leg and having no idea that you broke it and trying to stand on it.
Yeah, that's like I was telling some boys the other day. Like if I hit my shin on like a piece of furniture in the house, I almost cry. I cannot imagine breaking my shin bone. Oh my god, that would be horrible.
Dude, it's just jelly legs, man. It's like, man.
Ugh.
But
wild. But yeah, we just wanted to jump on, hang out for a little bit. I'm sure we'll probably do this again before we kind of go back full time. I'm pretty sure we got to talk about it, but we might start the Patreon back up during football season. I don't know. Just depends. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. See, that's what people don't realize. It's a lot of work.
Nope.
You get asked a lot of questions every day.
Yeah.
We were getting asked a ton of questions before we shut down the Discord chat. All them guys on Discord are awesome, but I mean, I have not paid. I just see, you know, since I'm back on, I'd see where a target that Miami was after committed to Florida today, and there's just Twitter's melting. And I'm like, I don't care. It's whatever, guys. I don't care. It's May. Like,
yeah.
Like people on Twitter are acting like Miami's going to have one commit for 2022 class. I'm like, who gives a shit? It's May. It'll come. But people do, they let it consume their life.
Yeah.
For sure.
For sure. So, all right, fellas. I guess we'll end it. I'm kind of sleepy.
Good time.
Being back on this. Yeah.
What time is it, Brad?
4 a.m.
Animal. All right.
Whew. What time do you have to be up?
Yeah.
Probably like 4 hours.
Animal.
Dedicated to you, boys.
Animal. All right, fellas, get some sleep.
All right. Cool. Good talking.